Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live back inside Sanford Gymnasium for Lee Scott Academy Basketball, taking on the Bulldogs of Lafayette. It was the varsity girls that got things started. A little bit of an intermission with the JV boys, and now the main event, Lee Scott Academy varsity basketball, coming your way here on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Good afternoon, everybody. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of the action on the Lee Scott Sports Network here this afternoon. And what a contest we have inside of Lee Scott Academy's Sanford Gymnasium here this afternoon. It is the Lafayette Bulldogs who welcome in at 8-5 on the season. Lee Scott Academy in game two of their back-to-back. They are 9-2 on the young season, coming off a 77-39 win over the Brookstone Cougars from Columbus, Georgia, just last night. And so we'll see if the Warriors have all of their legs in them, took care of business, and so did what they needed to do, keeping their starters, keeping their rotation guys as healthy and as fresh as they possibly can. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeff Coat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. This Lafayette team is going to be very, very physical. This is a team that wants to dominate in the paint, and when they have success, that is what they do. They love to go inside, work their way inside the perimeter, get those kick-out threes when necessary, but want to dominate interior and want to dominate the foul line and get to the free throw line. This Lee Scott Academy team has to find a way to match that physicality and force this Lafayette team to be one and done on the offensive end of the floor. For Lee Scott, the biggest thing offensively: get out and transition. This Lafayette team doesn't have the overall speed, the overall depth that Lee Scott has. And so if you can use that to your advantage, Coach William Johnson is one of the best in the business at a feel-you-out type of first half and really stepping on the gas in the third quarter to either work your way back or to continue to extend your lead. We'll see if the Warriors can do that here this afternoon. Those are tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeff Coat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. When we come back, we got starting lineups and opening tip between the Lafayette Bulldogs and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up when we come back here on the Orthopedic Clinic countdown to kickoff on, or tip-off rather, on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The The starting lineups here this afternoon are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. Starting with the Bulldogs, it's Hughley, Harrington, Thomas, Thomason, and Gates. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, wearing number 1, Gray Haley. Number 2, Hayden Harper. Number 10, William Lyles. Number 11, Parks Myers. And number 22, Cord Zellner. Coach William Johnson going with that usual starting five. Lee Scott Academy in their home whites. They're going left to right. Lafette in their road black on blacks. The yellow stripes on either side. They will be going right to left. The tip at center court is won by William Lyles. And we're underway. Parks Myers quickly to get downhill. Uses the right hand and loses it out of bounds. A quick turnover to get the afternoon started. Lafette and Lee Scott doing battle here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Lafette gets it to the right elbow, the left elbow rather. Kick out right wing three is no good. Hayden Harper able to corral the rebound, and he gets it with Gray Haley. Haley crosses the half-court stripe, and we'll get it back to Hayden Harper, who will kick it out to William Lyles. His three-pointer is no good right in front of the Bulldog bench. The Bulldogs able to clear and bring it across half court. It's with the point guard, Cameron Thomas, on the left wing, guarded by Parks Myers. Gets cut off on ball defense. A strength for this Coach William Johnson team. At the free throw line, guarded by Cord Zellner. Back to the other point guard in Kamari Harrington, wearing the bright pink shoes here this afternoon. They get it down low, and it's poked away by Cord Zellner. Hayden Harper in transition. A two-on-two break. Didn't love the numbers. Will slow things up, and we'll get it to William Lyles, standing at the A in LSA. Kick out, Gray Haley, right wing three. That's short. William Lyles, offensive rebound. He gets it to go. William Lyles gets the scoring started here this afternoon. 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. Warriors setting up their full court press. And as soon as they inbound, backing off momentarily. Gets to the right wing. Now right back to the free throw line. And number 20, Tycarius Gates. They kick it to the corner. Far corner three is no good. And out on the hands of Jaden Thomason. Good blocks out from Gray Haley. A three-quarter press from the Bulldogs to get the afternoon started. Haley able to find Parks Myers, who kicks it to Gray Haley. William Lyles catch and shoot three once again. Hits the back iron. Hayden Harper able to gather the offensive rebound. And as soon as he goes down, goes right back up with it. Hayden Harper's first points of the afternoon, and Parks Myers a little too aggressive. He'll get called for the personal foul. 4-0 Warriors here, 2 minutes into the contest inside Sanford Gymnasium. The battle between the Warriors of Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Lafette. It was the varsity girls that picked up a big-time win. The JV boys fell, couldn't get the buzzer beater to go. As the Bulldogs try and take it coast-to-coast, run baseline with it and lose it out of bounds. Another turnover forced by the Warrior defense. So as of right now, a split 1-1. The varsity boys looking to win the series for the Warriors. It was a 3-0 sweep as a backdoor cut from Parks Myers. He's underneath the rim. And Hayden Harper from half court throws the dot to him. It's 6-0 Warriors. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Now could be a carry, and now the second call is blown. Three turnovers already in the first 2:20 of the contest for the Bulldogs. 6-0 Lee Scott Academy here inside Sanford Gymnasium. A timeout by Lafette, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The varsity boys in the nightcap of their home and home. They're back-to-back. Again, a 77-39 win over the Brookstone Cougars last night, and did a really nice job in the first half of that contest where you allowed the Warriors, you allowed this main starting group to really keep their legs under them. 12 Lee Scott Warriors scored last night. A pretty good sign for Coach William Johnson, knowing that you had that back-to-back. And a little bit of a quick turnaround again. It was a game that ended around 8:30 or 9 last night, and now a 3 o'clock tip here this afternoon. Hayden Harper walks the ball, power dribbling with his right hand across half court. The Warriors lead it 6-0, 5.5 to play in the opening quarter. Harper, between the legs, dribble, crossover. William Lyles now gets to the elbow. Pass to Gray Haley. Not quite a dribble handoff, but everything but. Parks Myers dumps it off to Gray Haley. He's in the short corner. Goes up through contact. No whistle, and the left-handed layup is no good. The Bulldogs now out in transition. The left-handed layup is good. That's Kamari Harrington that gets the scoring started for Lafitte to trim the Warrior lead to four. Pressuring Hayden Harper, it's William Lyles on the corner. Now Parks Myers, he's running left, and the right-handed layup, or the left-handed layup rather, from the right side is no good, but he's hacked on the way up. So Parks will head to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw from the Warrior senior is good. Mark Parks now with three here in the first 3 minutes. And the second free throw upcoming. He knocks both of them down. The Warriors, a team 59% from the free throw line. William Lyles gets a steal and dumps it down to Gray Haley. His left-handed layup is no good, but he is hacked on the way up. So the Warriors, just like that, will get four free throw attempts in a matter of about 8 seconds. The first free throw from Gray Haley rattles in. Already four Warriors in the score column here tonight. They lead it 9-2. The second free throw upcoming for Gray Haley, where he gets both of them. A nice start for the Warriors. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. The Warriors steal the inbounds pass once again. It's Parks Myers who throws it up with the left hand. It hits every part of the rim, sits on the back iron, and then finds the bottom of the net. Essentially a 6-0 run in a matter of 10 seconds for Lee Scott Academy. They now lead by double digits, 12-2. The ball on the left wing with Harrington. They throw it down low to Thomason. Uses the left hand, spins his way back towards the middle of the floor, and he's hacked on the way up. He'll head to the free throw line. They're going to get Cord Zellner his first personal foul here this afternoon. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Auburn and Chattanooga just tipped inside State Farm Arena in the Holiday Hoopsgiving. The first free throw from Jaden Thomason is no good. 4.5 to play here in the opening period. And there is that usual rotation. Hayden Harper, the one Warrior that stays on the floor. Watley Harris, Zachary, and Cook check in. The second free throw is short. Offensive rebound is with Hughley. And they will kick it back out to half court to set up. A little pick and roll gets cut off at the elbow. They try and dump it down low once again. Goes off the foot of Hayden Harper. Blow by past Watley. The elbow jumper is good. Barrett Cook has it in the far corner. Wyatt Watley step in three from the left wing. Can't rattle it home. Offensive rebound is with Barrett Cook. Now out to Hayden Harper on the right wing. And he'll back things up and run a half-court set. Gets the on-ball screen right from Brooke Zachary. Gives it to him. Now the dribble handoff back to Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Barrett Cook, NBA range three from the left wing is no good. Fight for the rebounds. They will say that it goes off on the Bulldogs. It'll stay Warrior basketball under their own basket, 12-4, with 3:40 to play in the opening period. Harper finds Watley at half court. Now Chapman Harris dribbling with the left hand. Now Harper works his way into the paint. Wyatt Watley, pump fake, blow by, hand off to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three, jab step. Harris thought about the three, gets the screen from Brooke Zachary, backdoor cut. Hayden Harper, he goes up strong with the right hand. Beautiful ball movement by the Warriors, and the lead is back to 10. 3:18 to play here in the opening period. Right-handed layup blocked by Hayden Harper from behind. A nice job by Brooke Zachary going straight up, not drawing the whistle, and allowing the help defense from behind to affect the layup. Give Hayden Harper the block with 3:10. It stays Bulldog basketball. Inbounding from the O in Scott. Under the Bulldog basketball, or under the basket, rather. Basketball going right to left with the Bulldogs, left to right on your radio dial with the Warriors. They try and dump it down low. Brooke Zachary gets a piece of it. It stays Warrior basketball, or stays Bulldog basketball, rather. Zachary gets his hand on it once again, and it goes off the padding out of bounds with 3:04 here in the first. Parks Myers leads all scorers so far tonight. He has 6. Harper with 4, and William Lyles and Gray Haley both with 2. Elbow jumper from Hughley, no good. Chapman Harris clears the offensive rebound, and Hollywood Watley shows the receiver skills, catching the ball in the air, keeping his feet in bounds. Chapman Harris gets to that strong left hand. Hayden Harper thought about the 3. Now Barrett Cook in the short corner, and Watley and Chapman Harris couldn't figure out who the pass was going to. They both back away from the basketball. That's a backcourt violation. That's the second Warrior turnover here tonight. LaFette fans asking for a technical foul on Chapman Harris after a little frustration. Not quite the full spike of the basketball, but a little bit of a slam. But no whistle, we play on. 2.5 to play here in the opening period. Punishing on-ball defense for the Warriors, only allowing 4 points and approaching 6 minutes of action in this opening period. Could be a 5-second closely violation, but no whistle. And now the whistle, a blocking foul on Barrett Cook. That'll be his first. That's the 3rd team foul for Lee Scott Academy. Bulldog basketball running a set out of bounds. It's sitting in no man's land in the far corner, guarded by Hayden Harper, is Cameron Thomas. Miscommunication on a dribble handoff or a regular handoff, a regular pass rather. Bulldogs trying to set up something in the half court, having a lot of trouble doing so right now. The ball is staying outside the 3-point line. Now works its way inside. The kick out 3 is too strong for number 14, Saban Chambers, to handle. And it's Warrior basketball with 1:52 here in the opening period. A reminder that first half action of tonight's contest is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Watley gets the ball down low to Wiles. Out of Brooks Zachary. Chapman Harris almost gets it knocked away. He's at the elbow, able to get it to Barrett Cook. He's blitzed with the basketball. Now Harris, now Watley on the far wing. And that one can't find the rim. And now the Bulldogs in transition. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Left-handed layup is no good. Barrett Cook able to clear with 1:22. He crosses half court behind the back dribble. Skip pass, William Lyles catch and shoot from the far corner. He knocks it down. William Lyles. Between Lyles and Barrett Cook, the two best catch and shoot. Warriors and Lyles, you knew that one was going in, having enough time to set his feet right in front of the bench. As Wyatt Watley gets a poke steal right in front of Coach William Johnson, gets the ball to Chapman Harris, and he'll run across half court with 50 seconds and counting. Harris gets inside the paint. Lyles, once again, a heat check, and that one off the back iron, too strong. Barrett Cook tries to save it and is able to. But because of that, the Bulldogs have a 3-on-1, almost throw it away. And now they do throw it away on the second pass. Chapman Harris running the floor, a 4-on-2. Nobody picks up Harris, dumps it off to Wyatt Watley. Kick out Barrett Cook. His near corner 3 is money. Warriors knock down their 3rd triple of the first quarter. And pressure now on the inbounds. It's knocked away by Lee Scott Academy. The Warriors lead it 20-4 with 18.2 to play here in this opening period. Here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. And Wyatt Watley, a little too frustrated or a little too aggressive, picks up a little frustration foul with 15 seconds. You don't necessarily want it that way, but had a foul to give. Only the 4th team foul here in this first quarter. Watley's first. And close to picking up another one. 5 seconds. The ball still sitting at half court. Now inside. And there is a hand check foul. And that's where the frustration will come in, because that's now the 5th team foul for Lee Scott here in the first period, which means you're in the bonus. The Bulldogs get 2 free throws with 2.1 here in this first quarter. The first free throw from Cameron Thomas is good. Second free throw is good as well. 2 seconds. They throw the 3-quarter pass to Wyatt Watley. Down low, Brooks Zachary, right-handed layup. They will not say that Zachary got it off in time. I think I agree with the call, but man, a heck of a pass from the inbound to Wyatt Watley, who was three-quarter court, and then down low to Brooke Zachary, but not able to get it off in time. So the Warriors take a two-touchdown lead into the second quarter. 20-6, the Warriors out in front, and we got second quarter action for you when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
End of one, start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And the Warriors lead it by two touchdowns, 20-6. It's Bulldog basketball going right to left here on your radio dial. 10 seconds into this second quarter. And right back to the starting five here in the second for Coach William Johnson. Right wing three is too strong off the glass by Hughley. Gray Haley will corral the rebound. A crossover dribble at half court. Throws it to Parks Myers. Now to Hayden Harper. He'll catch and shoot from the right wing, and it's short. Offensive rebound is with William Lyles. Kick out to Gray Haley. Now to Myers at the top of the key, swinging around the perimeter. It's Hayden Harper. He works baseline, and through contact works his way to the rim. And is going to work his way to the free throw line, as he got hit from behind, going up strong with the right hand. Hayden Harper had 4 points in the first quarter. He leads this Warrior team, averaging right around 16 a game. He knocks down the front end. Hayden Harper signing with Troy a couple of weeks ago, so he will be making his way down south about an hour or two here. Following the senior season, he knocks down both free throws. Parks Myers gambles on the steal and now transition for the Bulldogs. And Jaden Thomason able to lay it in, the easiest layup he'll have all afternoon. 22-8 here a minute into the second quarter. Handoff goes to Hayden Harper. He's blitzed at half court. And he gets pushed out of bounds. And it's a push foul. And Harper, who was trying to make sure that the basketball didn't go out on him, tried to slam it off of a Bulldog. You can hear the Bulldog fan base not necessarily reacting any sort of way. I mean, again, the foul was called when Harper was in the air. A 30-second timeout from the head coach of Lafette, and he's going to take the Bulldogs all the way into the practice gym with closed doors and everything. 22-8, 57 seconds into this first quarter. I'm not exactly sure what the conversation would be, unless it's keeping your cool or trying to do the best that you can to I don't really know, to be completely honest with you, but both teams make their way back onto the floor. Only a minute in, but Lafette with already two team fouls. We'll see if the Warriors can use that to their advantage here in this second quarter. Ball movement around the perimeter. It's with Hayden Harper. Now dribble handoff with Gray Haley. Parks Myers, William Lyles, everybody touching the basketball on this possession. Gray Haley, crossover escape dribble, gets it to Hayden Harper. Harper gets to the elbow. Jump step, William Lyles, catch and shoot three. Three, Willie finds the bottom of the net again. William Lyles now with 8 in the contest, and the Warrior lead is 17. The Warriors trap as soon as the Bulldogs get across half court. Top of the key, 3 rolls in and out. The ball knocked away from Cord Zellner, but Haley able to recover. Hayden Harper, Eurostep, works his way inside, and he smokes the left-handed layup. Offensive rebound is with Cord Zellner, but he falls to the floor and will get called for a travel. Harper claps his hands in frustration. a beautiful move, but couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. Jumped off the left foot, which is sometimes a little bit awkward. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. The Warriors lead at 25-8 over the Bulldogs of Lafette. Cord Zellner gambles on the steal. Parks Myers recovers, and he couldn't corral it. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. Baseline right. Auburn University out in front, 18-10 over Chattanooga inside State Farm Arena. Holiday Hoops giving some great college basketball games going on tonight. The Bulldogs throw it down low. The layup is no good. Now Hayden Harper all by himself. And he'll kiss it off the glass with the right hand. Hayden Harper now has 4 points in each quarter. He has eight, as does William Lyles. And a little out of control are the Bulldogs, able to work their way down low. Goes up strong, does Jaden Thomas. Jaden Thomason, apologies. And I believe he's going to get Cord Zellner on a push foul. So Thomason will head back to the line to shoot a pair. The first free throw from Thomason grazes the front side of the rim. Second on the way. Is good. So Thomason, the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, he has three. Nobody picks up William Lyles right in front of the Bulldog bench. And string music for William Lyles. He has six in the quarter. Give him 11 in the first half. And now a foul. I believe they're going to get William Lyles on the reach-in foul. William Lyles, after having a quiet 3 points last night, already with 11 here as Parks Myers steals the inbound wide open left-handed layup. And Myers now with eight in the first half. The lead is 32-9. Lafette swinging around the perimeter. Left wing three from Harrington is no good. Weak side rebound is with Parks Myers. He throws it ahead to Hayden Harper. Running baseline, he gets hacked on the head on the way up. And Hayden, with a smile, heads back to the stripe. The first free throw is too strong off the back iron. And you can see the exact strategy we talk about and we see from this Warrior squad, coached by William Johnson every single night. It's not a team that loves to sit in the half court and run a set. Create live ball turnovers as Harper knocks down the second free throw, but create live ball turnovers, use your athleticism. And now the Bulldogs in transition. I believe William Lyles got a piece of it. The right-handed layup no good, the left-handed layup no good, and Myers now 1-on-4 will slam on the brakes very wisely, and a Bulldog from behind runs him over. That's the second on Chambers and the fourth team foul for the Bulldogs. But you can see a lot of hands-on hips right now for the Bulldogs. A lot of subs right now coming from the right side of the bench. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. The Warrior lead is 24. Brooke Zachary with the dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. He'll catch and shoot it on the left wing, and he rattles it in. Hayden Harper, now the second Warrior in double figures. He has eight in the second quarter alone. Give him 12 now in the contest. And the Warrior lead is 27. Bounce pass to the low block on the left side, guarded by Brooke Zachary. Kick out, pump fake, blow by, elbow jumper. Can't go off the glass. Fight for the rebound. It goes off of a Warrior, I believe. Or are they going to say it hit out of bounds first? They will. It was William Lyles and Gray Haley who were both going after the rebound and both backed away. And the referees say that neither one of them touched it. Harper with 12, Lyles with 11, Myers with 8, Barrett Cook with 3, and Gray Haley with 2. Your 36 points here through a quarter and a half. Backdoor cut to Hayden Harper. Gets cut off in the low block. Kick out, Parks Myers, left wing 3, or right wing 3 with the left hand, rather. Tapped around momentarily, and the Bulldogs able to gather it in transition. The Bulldogs tuck it like a running back. Euro step, right-handed layup is no good. William Lyles now in the short corner, loses it momentarily. Kick out, Gray Haley, his right wing three. Can't go. William Lyles there for the offensive rebound. The tip in, no good. Brooke Zachary, third chance opportunity. And Hayden Harper will gather it and slow things up in the half court. Jab step, Brooke Zachary, kick out. Parks Myers, his three, no. William Lyles and Brooke Zachary fight for the rebound. And Zachary, while falling out of bounds, tries to find Parks Myers, but it can't find the bottom of the net. Three or four really good opportunities for Lee Scott in that possession, but could not find the bottom of the net. Coach Johnson goes back to that substitution. You see Cook, Watley, Harris sub in. Harper and Zachary remain on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. They press at the top of the key, and the ball knocked away momentarily. Right elbow, pump fake, step through. They called the travel, but I'll say that's a legal step through. Harper throws it down low. Brooke Zachary, left-handed layup is good. Brooke Zachary now in the scoring column here in the second quarter. Bulldogs quickly in transition. The left corner three, no. Tapped by Hayden Harper to Barrett Cook. He's then blitzed as soon as he crosses half court. Harper back to Cook. Brooke Zachary, spin move, gets it poked away. And now a fight for the basketball. I believe it goes out on the Bulldogs in the far corner. It does, with 2:40 to play here in this second quarter. The Warriors lead it 38-9. Harper inbounds it. Now Barrett Cook back to Hayden Harper. Gets the off-ball screen. His catch-and-shoot three right in front of the Bulldog bench is short. And the Bulldogs slow things down in the half court. Now get to the right wing. Bounce pass to the corner. Tried a little give and go, but Watley's able to get a piece of it. Brooke Zachary now has it in the far corner. Hayden Harper, swing pass, one more. Barrett Cook, one more to Watley. He gets into the short corner. Left-handed layup is no good, blocked. Thought Barrett Cook had the open three, instead made the one more. Hayden Harper contests the left-handed layup, and it's no good. Out on the Bulldogs. It's Warrior basketball with 1:58. It's a good complaint as Barrett Cook, the home run pass to Brooke Zachary, and he lays it in with the right hand. The Bulldogs slow getting back in their own half court. And the score 40-9. But going back to the last possession, Coach William Johnson can't necessarily complain for the ball movements. He can't really complain about the one more. And now a offensive foul over the back on a push, rather, on Brooke Zachary. And Wyatt Watley not necessarily a fan of seeing Brooke Zachary fly to the ground, so he steps in. The referees and the officials now meeting on the left free throw line. And Zaylen Todd is going to get called for the intentional foul, again being boxed out by Brooke Zachary. Zachary, the junior running back that had over 20 rushing touchdowns this season, not necessarily one that's going to fall to the ground without any contact. And so because of that, the Warriors will get a couple free throws and the basketball. Barrett Cook heads to the line and can't get the first. The second free throw from Barrett. He's able to get it to go. And a full soccer sub for the Bulldogs. Five in, five out. And it should be Warrior basketball. They'll go the length of the floor. Hayden Harper will sub out. Jack Fouque subs in. So Watley, Cook, Harris, Fouque, and Zachary, the five on the floor for head coach William Johnson. They lead it 41-9, do the Warriors, here inside their own gym. Wyatt Watley kicks it to Barrett Cook. Left wing three is no good, and Fouque slaps it out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball, or Bulldog basketball, rather. Warriors still in their full court press, forcing Bulldogs to be very careful when they bring the basketball up the floor. It's Jaden Thomason who's able to get inside again. He gets hacked, can't get the layup to go, but once again will head to the line to shoot a couple. The free throw line has been where the Bulldogs have found a majority of their points here in this first half. Thomason now with four as Gray Haley checks in for Brooke Zachary. The second free throw on the way. And Thomason is 4 for 4 from the stripe. 1:16 to play here in the contest. Chapman Harris going left, the dribble handoff to Gray Haley. Now to Hollywood on the left timeline. Chapman Harris step in three from right away. Chapman Harris rips the cords, his first triple of the afternoon, and the Warrior lead now is 33, and now what could be a jump ball down low, that is the call. Nice job by Chapman Harris getting back on defense, forcing the tie-up. The Bulldogs begging for another technical foul as Wyatt Whatley bounces the ball to the referee from half court. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Chapman Harris now to Wyatt Whatley. Little jab step, works his way, kick back, Barrett Cook. He thought about the three instead, works his way, jump stop inside the paint. Left elbow was hit by Barrett Cook, but couldn't get the layup to go, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Wyatt Whatley will inbounds, finds the pressure release at half court from Chapman Harris. Thought about the three once again. Kick back, Barrett Cook. And I believe a bench warning has been called by the referee on the Bulldogs. Chapman Harris gets it at half court with 20 seconds. Kick to Wyatt Whatley. One more, Barrett Cook. Beautiful ball movement in, and it results in a knockdown three from Barrett Cook. Barrett Cook now with 7 in the contest. The Warriors lead it 47-11. The Euro step layup, no good. Whatley the rebound with 4. He's running, stop and pop, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out, and nobody's there. And it rolls to half court. And that is how the first half will come to a close. A standing ovation from the Warrior faithful here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Warriors lead it by 36, 47-11. When we come back, we'll get you started in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. Talk about the varsity girls game, talk about some of the stats from this game, what the Warriors did right, not too many things that the Warriors did wrong, and tell you everything you need to know about the Warriors and what they need to do to maintain a lead and pick up their third win here this week. All of that coming up as we get you started in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Back here inside Sanford Gymnasium, where it was all Lee Scott Academy here in the first 16 minutes. The Warriors lead it 47-11 as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. What a first half that it was. We talked about it in the pregame that this LaFette team didn't necessarily have the depth or the speed to keep up with Lee Scott Academy in the transition game, and that's what Lee Scott has absolutely dominated here in the first 16 minutes, creating those live ball turnovers, easy opportunities at the rim. There's been multiple times where you've had 4-0, 6-0, 8-0 runs just based off of getting the bottom of the net on a layup. You get a steal, an easy layup, a steal, and an easy layup once again. The Warrior ball movements has been absolutely beautiful in the half court the few times that they've needed to run a half court set as well. You feel like the only true complaint from the first half is there were a couple possessions where the Warriors had one too many open looks that they gave up, trying to find the extra pass, trying to find the open teammates that ultimately ended up being possibly a worse shot than the other. But if that's your biggest complaint in the first half, you feel like you're doing a couple of things right for Coach William Johnson and the Lee Scott varsity boys. It was the Lee Scott girls that picked up a 64-43 win over the Bulldogs to get their third win here this week. The win over Beulah, the win over Brookstone last night, and another big win over LaFette here earlier this afternoon. And the Lee Scott varsity boys looking to do the same thing here this afternoon. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats, and those stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. For the Lee Scott Warriors, man, you talk about the evenly distributed scoring, and there's so many guys that you feel like you can go to on any given night that can get hot with the left hand, the right hand, at the rim, from the free throw line, from the perimeter. So many different ways that this Warrior team can attack you, with so many different guys in there as well. Gray Haley, he has 2. Hayden Harper leads all scorers with 12. Chapman Harris has 3. Brooke Zachary has 4. William Lyles has 11. Parks Myers with 8. And Barrett Cook with 7. The magic number last night was 12, as there were 12 Warriors that found their name in the scoring column. So far, well on your way to a number very similar to that here tonight. Those halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who once again reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. When we come back, start of the third quarter, we'll also tell you what the Warriors need to do early on in this third quarter to do what they need to do to remain healthy and try and eat a little bit of clock and get out of here with another big-time win inside Sanford Gymnasium. We wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
We wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report and carry you into the start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We talked about what we were going to talk about. See what the Warriors needed to do in the third quarter. You feel like you come out and do exactly what you did in the first 16 minutes. Do it for the first half of the third quarter, and you feel like you can cruise to a victory. The Warriors lead it 47-11 as we get you underway in the start of the third quarter. They throw it down low to the Bulldogs, to Jaden Thomason from the left wing down to the right block, and he gets the layup to go, plus the foul. Jaden Thomason has 7 now in the contest. The leading scorer by far for the Bulldogs has 7 of the 13. Make it 8 of the 14, and he's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Bulldogs setting up a three-quarter trap at the volleyball line in the backcourt. Harper throws it ahead to Parks Myers. Now bounce pass court. Zellner, he loses it momentarily. Kicks it out to Gray Haley. Now to Harper inside the circle to set things up. Harper calling out the offense. A minute gone by in the third quarter. Harper, now to Myers, now to Gray Haley. He gets to the right elbow, spins his way back to the middle of the floor, almost loses it. Parks gets it back. Eurostep with the left hand. Dances around the defender, and Parks Myers now in double figures. He has 10. 49-14, your score. A minute and 10 seconds into the third quarter. Cameron Thomas dribbling at the volleyball line, extended. Now on the right wing is the basketball, guarded by Hayden Harper. Crossover between the legs, dribble, kick out, right wing three is nothing but air, and Cord Zellner able to rip down the rebound away from Thomason. Harper now sprints his way across half court, works his way baseline, slows down his momentum. He gets hit on the head, no whistle. Harper is still down, able to slowly get up and jog his way, and now the whistle blown on the far side. Hayden Harper walloped on the head going into the right-handed layup. Talking to the officials, asking what needs to happen for the whistle to be blown. But on the other end, it's Kamari Harrington at the free throw line, and he can't connect on the first. Second free throw, a line drive. That one can't find the bottom either, and Parks Myers able to gather the defensive rebound for Lee Scott Academy. Harper is blitzed into Parks Myers. Now to William Lyles. Jump stop, right-handed layup from the left block. What a beautiful move from William Lyles. He now has 13. And a poke steal from behind into the hands of Hayden Harper. Outlet pass from Lyles. Apologies, into the hands of Myers, but he can't get the left-handed layup to go. Hayden Harper tries to set his feet and draw the whistle. The layup is no good, but they still play on. Harper, crossover dribble, gets to the free throw line. Kick out, Gray Haley for three, is too strong. Cord Zellner able to gather it before it goes out of bounds into the hands of William Lyles. Now Parks Myers, and now Hayden Harper on the right block. Bounce pass to Parks. They leave him open. Works his way strong with the left hand, and he falls to the floor. The shooting foul will be the third. No, apologies, that will be the first on the Bulldogs, as Parks Myers will shoot two well-earned free throws. 51-14, the Warrior lead here with 5:20 to play in the third. Myers knocks down the front end. The five on the floor, Haley, Lyles, Myers at the line. Harper and Zellner back in the backcourt. Myers connects on both free throws. He now has 12 in the contest. Three Warriors so far tonight already in double figures. Harrington jump stop at the free throw line. Back to the left elbow, or the left wing rather. And Hughley will set up the offense. A poke steal from Myers, but it goes through the hands of Lyles into the hands of Harrington, and he goes up strong with the left and is hacked by William Lyles. And Kamari Harrington, who went 0-for-2 at the line about a minute ago, will head back. Harrington on the front end is well short. All bright pink shoes. Can't tell exactly what they are. A second free throw rattles in and out. So 0-for-4 from the line in the third quarter are the Lafette Bulldogs. William Lyles walk in three, can't get it to go. Parks Myers there for the offensive rebound. Haley's hit hard. So it will be an inbound for the Warriors on the first TNT. Five in, five out for Coach William Johnson. And we talked about it. If you do what you do for a majority or even half the third quarter, you put yourself in a really good spot. So five in, five outs for the Warriors. We'll get you those names here in just a minute. But Zachary, kick out Barrett Cook. The right wing three is short. And the Bulldogs able to clear. The five on the floor, Chapman Harris, Brooke Zachary, Hollywood Watley, Jack Fouquet, and Barrett Cook. Watley aggressive, almost got the steal. Now kick out, left wing three is too strong, out of bounds on the weak side by Thomason. Warrior basketball with 4:16 remaining here in the third. Lee Scott here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium, lead at 53-14. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all the action. I appreciate you for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us. Chapman Harris running down the hill with the strong left hand. Gets it to Fouque. Now to Zachary. Now back to Chapman Harris on the wing. Trying a little give and go for the Bulldogs. Nice interior defense. Chapman Harris thought about the three on the left wing. Gets down to the free throw line. And now to Barrett Cook at the top of the key. He gets the screen from Brooke Zachary. Dribble handoff. Zachary works his way down low and spins out of bounds, but the ball is knocked off the wall. Thought that it maybe went off the knee of Brooke Zachary with how far it went. But they will say that it stays Warrior basketball. Outlet to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three. Now Fouque will take it. And it's nothing but the cords for Jack Fouque. His first triple and his first points of the evening. 56-14 with 3:20 and counting to play in the third quarter. Hollywood Watley gets a tough on-ball screen, falls to the floor into the Bulldog bench. The floater no good. Offensive rebound, kick to the low block, and it's in and out of the hands of Thomas and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. A look in at State Farm Arena, where Auburn and Chattanooga are doing battle. Not necessarily a score that you want to see if you're an Auburn Tiger. 43-38. The Tigers are out in front as Fouque catch and shoot here in the near corner right in front of the student section. Can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. Goes out of bounds on Lee Scott. But 43-38, the Tigers out in front of Chattanooga at halftime inside State Farm Arena. Jump stop, free throw line, jumper rattles in and out. Fight for the rebound. Will go out on Williams for the Bulldogs. 2:35 to play in the third. Warrior basketball. It's a great slate of college basketball here this afternoon. You already had a couple top 25 games finish up. A couple more tonight. The nightcap, Alabama and Arizona in Birmingham. Barrett Cook on the right elbow. Kicks it to Chapman Harris. Now Wyatt Watley in front of the Warrior bench. Harris maybe got away with a double dribble. Now Euro steps his way in through contact. Left-handed layup plus the foul. Chapman Harris had three in the second. Now a bucket here in the third, looking to double his total. And he does. 59-14, the Warrior lead here as we approach the two-minute mark in the third period. Tough on-ball defense by Lee Scott Academy, and Wyatt Watley a little too frustrated and aggressive. Watley plays frustrated. And now he's going to bring the official. We'll bring in Watley and Kamari Harrington as well as Cameron Thomas. Watley's been guarding the ball when he's on the floor, and those two do the primary duty of ball handling. Thomas, a little jump stop. He's now stripped by Wyatt Watley. Barrett Cook running the floor. He lays it up with the right hand. No whistle on the foul, trying to draw the charge. And it goes out of bounds on the Bulldogs. It'll be Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 91 seconds to play in the third. Brooke Zachary, kick out, Fouque in the near corner, and a foul on the floor. They're going to get Kamari Harrington. And it's a word that the youngins like to use, but I believe right now they're doing their best to rage bait Wyatt Watley into a possible foul. But Wyatt Watley now will head to the line to shoot a couple. Lee Scott in the bonus for the final 1:26, and the first free throw was too strong off the back iron. And Harrington, a little laugh and a couple words to Watley. Two dribbles, a deep breath, and Watley, confident, knocks down the second. 60-14, a minute and 20 to play here in the third. In and out dribble, elbow jumper is no good off the glass. Fight for the rebound, and it goes off on Brooke Zachary. Wyatt Whatley on the floor begging for the officials to take a look at something. Whatley in the middle of contact the entire way, and it should be Bulldog basketball. And after Whatley tried to get the basketball, it will be. Thomas works his way down low, and they're going to call a shooting foul on Barrett Cook. Not sure if the other official has a whistle. I don't think he does. There's been plenty of times where you see him put his hand up, but he's the one that calls the foul, so nobody really hears the whistle, so they try to play on for a little bit before he lets them know. Cameron Thomas knocks down the free throw. The second free throw from Thomas is good, 60-16. And now a technical foul on Kamari Harrington, and Wyatt Whatley claps his way up the floor. Again, the two have been going at each other for a majority of this contest. And it wasn't physical this time, but definitely something verbal, either with the officiating or with Whatley. But Barrett Cook now stands alone at the free throw line, and he knocks down the front end. A live look at some of the other scores in college basketball here tonight. Nebraska out in front of Illinois, 74-67. That would be a big-time upset as Barrett Cook rattles in both free throws. Kansas and NC State just underway at the under-16 timeout that game on ESPN. Michigan State took care of Penn State on the road, 76-72. Arkansas, a really impressive win over Texas Tech. They defeat the Red Raiders 93-86. St. John's dominates Iona, and Purdue beats Marquette by 20. Again, all of those upcoming for the game later on tonight. The nightcap between Arizona and Alabama in Birmingham. Fouque, full speed ahead, running with the left hand, can't get the layup to go. Brooke Zachary wins the offensive rebound, and he's now hit from behind by Cameron Thomas. Zachary falls to the floor with 42.7 on the clock. So Brooke Zachary now will head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Kamari Harrington subs back into the contest, immediately walks over to Whatley. I mean, my goodness. Whatley then looks up here and smiles. First free throw from Brooks. Can't get it to go down. 62-16. The Warriors lead it here in the third quarter at home inside Sanford Gymnasium over the Bulldogs of Lafette. The Warriors 9-2, the Bulldogs 8-5. The Warriors well on their way to their 10th win of the season, and they're going to get Barrett Cook with a reach-in foul, being too aggressive on the offensive rebounds. And Barrett Cook walking his way up the floor with Tyquarius Gates, and the two of them just slapping each other on the butt and laughing, and Kamari Harrington gets in the middle of it. To 16 is your score with 40.4. The first free throw from Gates is no good. Neil Reams will check into the contest, as does Mayor Matthew Whittington. I was informed of the Instagram page last night from the mayor. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to call an over-the-back foul on Tycaden Williams with 33.3. And Max Shiver now set to check in for Lee Scott Academy. But with that being An offensive foul. Barrett Cook now will walk the length of the floor to shoot a couple of free throws. Lee Scott, right now, the most important thing you can do is make sure that you keep your cool. Do not let the emotions of this game or the other team get the better of you. The first free throw from Barrett is good. Cook now in double figures for the Warriors. Extends the lead. I'm a journalism major, can't do quick math, but 63-16. And another push foul on Tycaden Williams. Absolutely the correct call. As Whittington got absolutely shoved at the free throw line. And Max Scheiber does sub in for the Warriors. Whittington at the line. And he can't connect on the first. A shout out to Max Scheiber as he fights for the defensive rebound, or the offensive rebound, can't get it. But shout out to Max Scheiber as well as Coach Buster Daniel as they participated in the 67th AHSAA North-South All-Star Football Classic yesterday. That was in Mobile. And Scheiber was talking to him before the games that he drove back late last night. Said he's a little sore, a little tired, but able to get in the contest. 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Whatley, the handoff to Shivers. Now to the top of the key, dribble handoff, it gets stolen. The three-quarter shot is off the backboard and the back iron. Would have been good by the Bulldogs. But that is how the third quarter comes to a close. All Warriors here inside Sanford Gymnasium, they lead at 63-18 through 24 minutes of play. We're back with the start of the fourth quarter in 60 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Basketball here in the start of the fourth quarter. A little motion offense. It's with Fuqua. Thought about the three. Now Whittington. He gets it stolen. And the left-handed layup by Kamari Harrington is good. His second basket of the contest. 63-20. Lee Scott Academy out in front here in the final 8 minutes of the contest here inside Sanford Gymnasium. I appreciate everybody for spending your Friday and Saturday evening here with us as the Warriors on the back stretch of a back-to-back, taking down the Brookstone Cougars last night and well on their way to defeating the Bulldogs of Lafette here this afternoon as we approach the 5 o'clock hour. The basketball is with Wyatt Whatley at center court. The on-ball screen from Whittington. Now Scheiber. Now to Fuqua, running baseline. He's hacked on the way up, hit on the head. And Whatley goes over to check on him. Jack Fuqua, who has 3 points on a triple, will head back to the free throw line to shoot a couple. With the Warriors lead 43, the clock will continue to run during the free throws. As Fuqua knocks down the first. A reminder that the second half action of today's game is presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at gougecenter.auburn.edu. Second free throw from Jack is on the way and good. Jack now with 5 points here tonight, following the 8 points he had last night. All eight of those coming in the fourth quarter last night. 65-20, and Max Shiver is going to get called for the reach-in foul as they try and dump it down low into the paint. It's Whittington, Shiver, Watley, Fouque, and Reams, the five on the floor, as Watley almost gets a steal but couldn't save it from going out of bounds with 5.5 to play. Bulldogs inbound the basketball. And Watley almost gets that patented poke steal that you feel like he's so good at, but it goes off the knee of Matthew Whittington out of bounds with 5 minutes. Number four, LeBryant Story into the game for the Bulldogs, doing the point guard duty. Max Shiver gathers the offensive rebound. Whittington, now the outlet pass to Wyatt Watley. His step back three right in front of the Warrior bench. Can't get it to find the bottom of the net. And now Fouque, a reach-in foul in transition. With that, Cord Zellner checks back into the contest for Max. 4.5 to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The ball almost stolen by Wyatt Watley, but chooses just to give Coach Drakeford a big hug out of bounds. The two share a laugh. Four Warriors in double figures here tonight. They lead at 65-20. The floater from the Bulldogs is no good. That was Story once again. But it goes out of bounds on Lee Scott Academy, so the Bulldogs will inbound baseline right under their own basket. And now a foul on the floor from Jack Fouque as Zaylin Todd tried to bully his way down low. We'll dive into some more stats for the Warriors here. Once the conclusion of the game, and I believe Story traveled, he did. Went to the jump stop, but picked up the pivot foot and drug it just a little bit. Neil Reams now will bring the ball up the floor. Gets the on-ball screen from Zellner, running left. Now Whittington out to Fouque. Zellner, now Watley. Down low to Zellner in the short corner. Has his back turned. Post up. Tries to go to work. And a foul on the floor is going to be called. They're going to get Saban Chambers. Neil Reams to inbound the basketball. And Max Shiver will sub back into the game. Lafette doing a little bit of cheap pushing. It isn't completely necessary in a game like this. And Wyatt Watley, trapped in the corner, throws it off the foot of number 24, Ryan Ross. Fouque has it. Now Whittington. At the top of the key, now down low, Max Shiver, reverse layup, no good, but he's hacked on the way up. He'll head to the line to shoot a pair at the line. Shiver at the line, and he banks in the front end. Dual threat athlete. It is Max Shiver, the 6'4 senior. And he knocks down both of them. Confidently does Max Shiver. And he's on the board here tonight. Seconds to play, 67-20. And it's number 15, Zaylin Todd, works his way down low, and he's going to get Matthew Whittington up in the air, and he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw from Todd is good. Clock continuing to tick down, 32 seconds to play here in the contest. The second free throw, no good, and Shiver fights for the rebound, and I believe he's going to be the one that knocks it out of bounds. He does with 20 seconds. The Warriors lead at 67-21. Inbound the basketball, works his way down low, does Todd, no good. Max Shiver the rebound. And they're going to call a tie-up. It will be Warrior basketball. And that will do it for the contest here tonight. So the Lee Scott Warriors do, in fact, win the three-game series. The JV girls, or, sorry, the varsity girls win it. The JV boys can't get it done, but the varsity boys win it 67-21. We'll take a break, come back, and tell you everything you need to know about this game. Wrap it up with final stats and talk a little bit about what's next for the Lee Scott Warriors. Coach William Johnson and company victorious. They win it 67-21 here inside Sanford Gymnasium, and the Warriors go home happy. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
The Lee Scott Warriors go home happy as the varsity boys dominate for four quarters. They win it 67-21. And before we dive into the final stats of this contest, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
67-21, the Lee Scott Warriors win it on the varsity boys' side of things. Pick up their 10th win of the season, their third win this week. And I'm sure that the boys will be very happy to have a couple of days off before they get back to work. But a win, an area win over Beulah, which is the most important win so far of the season, other than maybe the win over Auburn High. But when you're looking at 3A standing, starting 1-0 in area play before the Christmas break, always a very, very good sign. You then get a big-time win, a 77-39 win over Brookstone, the Cougars, last night, and then a quick turnaround back here this afternoon, and you win it 67-21 over the Bulldogs of Lafette. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us and for spending your time here this Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening with us on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Some final stats for the Lee Scott Warriors working your way down numerically. Gray Haley finishes with 2, Hayden Harper with 12 all in the first half, Chapman Harris with 6, Brooke Zachary with 4, Wyatt Watley has a point, William Lyles has 13 to lead all Warriors, Parks Myers with 12, Jack Fouquet with 5, and Barrett Cook in there with 10 as well, and Max Shiver knocks down 2 free throws late to get in the scoring column as well. Distributed scoring, the storyline once again for this Lee Scott team. You had 4 in double figures, a recipe for success as you work your way through area play into the 2026 calendar season. 67-21. The Lee Scott Warriors victorious, and a live look in State Farm Arena. Auburn taking on Chattanooga, and the Tigers only a 2-point lead with 15 minutes to play. They're 5 minutes into the second quarter, and a little frustration, maybe a little bit of disinterest. The Tigers and Stephen Pearl, usually in their favorite gym in the world, but so far struggling right now with Chattanooga. They only lead it by 5 here at the halftime, or just past the halftime break. But here inside Gymnasium, the Warriors win it 67-21. And as I pull up our stretch here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, I believe we are done here for the next couple of weeks as we aren't making the way to Glenwood. And I don't believe we have any of the games over the Christmas break. We do not. And so here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, we are completed with basketball games until January. Still might have to wink my way out to a couple of them, but at least here, traveling the equipment and doing everything else, we are done until January. But the Lee Scott Warriors on the varsity girls side of things and the varsity boys both pick up big-time wins. The varsity girls move to 6. The varsity boys move to 10-2. And our next broadcast will be on... oh, goodness, what does that say? Our next broadcast, we will be here at home as the Warriors take on Elmore County at 5:30 and 7. So we will go on air right around 5:15, 5:20 or so right here on your home of Classic Country Hits, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. We would like to say thank you one more time for everybody listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. And for everybody here at Lee Scott, if we don't see you until then, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. We will see you in 2026. I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, stay safe, have a great night, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.